This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Organizations that provide services to survivors of domestic violence say they were caught by surprise when they found out last week that there's no funding for them in the stopgap budget plan that expires at the end of this month. I sat down with Margaret Duvall, Executive Director of the Domestic Violence Legal Clinic in Cook County, to talk about the situation. First off, Margaret, can you just tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do?
We are a legal aid agency. We provide free legal services to survivors of domestic violence. We're located inside the Cook County Domestic Violence Courthouse. We have a staff of 11, and almost everyone who works here is an attorney. We've been around since 1982. And a good bit of our work is focused on orders of protection, so helping survivors get immediate safety when they are separating from an abusive relationship. And we also provide longer-term services related to family law, so things like divorce, child custody and child support, and also some immigration assistance, because we know that those are some of the things that survivors need to maintain independence and stability after surviving a violent relationship.
How's the state budget affecting you, just your bottom line?
So we are a relatively small agency, and we have a grant for $249,000 with the state. That level has been the same for several years. Our budget is under $1 million, and so that's a good bit of our budget. It's a fairly large fraction of our budget. We've worked really hard in the past couple of years, and we've been quite successful in raising money from foundations and individuals through events, but that number continues to be a big fraction of our budget.
And so when the state didn't have a budget at all, were you getting funding?
So actually, last year in FY16, we did get funding starting in December. So about this time last year, there was some special legislation passed that made our funding start. We did not receive any money July through December of last year. And we were eventually paid for all of our services in FY16. In this fiscal year, when the stopgap measure passed, we were under the impression that domestic violence services were part of the larger human services line item. We learned actually last week that that wasn't the case, and there is no information at this point on why that wasn't communicated to agencies. And to the best that I can tell, no one knew about that no one in our community knew about that until last week. And so we're scrambling now to figure out what to do next. I'm not sure that anyone was counting on being paid 100%, but this is new information that we have to grapple with.
So does your money usually come through the Department of Human Services?
Yes. So the Department of Human Services administers a grant to domestic violence agencies or contracts to domestic violence agencies all over the state. It's usually about $18 million. It supports things like domestic violence shelters, counseling, hotlines, and these, they're crucial all over the state, but for some of the folks in the more rural parts of Illinois, that's a very large source of their funding for things like domestic violence shelters. And so for whatever reason, apparently that money was not in the stopgap budget for FY17.
So what does this mean for your organization specifically if you have to go for quite a while without this money? What will you have to do to cope?
What it means for the Domestic Violence Legal Clinic is that at some point we are going to have to consider a reduction in services. And we've been quite thoughtful in the past years about building an operating reserve and diversifying our funding sources. And so we know that our services are sustainable through the end of this fiscal year. But following that, we would have to consider reduction in services. And our staff and our board are all looking at what that should look like and how we can best serve our clients with more limited resources. But what that looks like for people outside our agency is that when survivors come to the Cook County Domestic Violence Courthouse, and thousands of people come here every year, and they come after they have been referred by law enforcement often, they come following a crisis, they come with small children, they come sometimes with hungry, crying babies and no diapers, and with every kind of need that you can imagine, that there will be fewer people here, and specifically for our agency, fewer attorneys who are here to help them navigate the process. And so for many of them, they won't get what they came for. They won't get the help that they came for. And probably many will leave before they complete the process if they can't get some kind of assistance. I've read recently that most residents in Illinois don't feel like they've seen any impact from the state budget crisis. And what I know from having worked in a legal aid agency for many years is most people don't know about these services and they don't think about them until they need them. And then they're often surprised when they're not there in the way that they imagined they would be, when the safety net that they assumed existed doesn't exist in the way that they thought that it did. So most people will not need a domestic violence attorney, but many people will, and fewer people will have that resource.
Do you have a waiting list now, or is there any kind of delay for folks now?
What we do is every day when we reach our capacity, we close our intake, and we reach capacity almost every day. Even with when our full funding is coming through, there are people who don't receive the assistance of an attorney. The majority of people do not right now. And so this will mean that even fewer. We work hard to prioritize the people in the most need who will most benefit from an attorney, but we will have to turn more of those people away.
You know, you're talking about people feeling the impasse. I mean, this is a matter of people's safety, right?
It's absolutely a matter of safety. And I think it's important to recognize that these are not just adults. These are children who are coming in, who have witnessed abuse, who have been abused. And their parents are bringing them in to be protected. So it's something the state of Illinois will pay the price for this for many years to come, because when these children don't get help, when they don't receive the services, when they're not protected from abuse, the society will feel the repercussions for decades to come. And that's just in the arena of domestic violence, of course. I think most sectors of social services could tell a similar story.
Is there anything you'd like to add or anything that you think folks out there should understand about the situation?
One of the points that I would like for more people to understand is that we have a contract with the state. Agencies like ours are performing the services under the contract. We are continuing to do our jobs. We come in every day and work very hard, even though we're not receiving the funding. And so essentially we are loaning money to the state of Illinois, and I think what we are asking is for more transparency and for more communication, and that will help us serve our clients better, and it will help us manage our agencies and our operations better. I mean, I think, and as a social service provider, but also as a citizen and taxpayer, I think we can all understand that there are major challenges for the Illinois budget, and that everyone is going to feel the pain in some way, you know, that there needs to be more revenue, but there also may need to be some cuts. But right now, it just appears that not only is there no movement towards compromise, but the communication and the way that it is being rolled out is the definition of dysfunction.